Welcome to episode 1265 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What can we learn about Jesus by studying his parables? That's the question we seek to answer in this chapter of our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. Luke 17 and 18 offer a series of teachings on prayer, the kingdom of God, and readiness for judgment. Just before the parable that we will focus on today, Jesus shares the parable of the persistent widow, which encourages prayer and faith in God's justice. This next parable functions as a counterpoint. While the widow prays persistently from a place of need and trust, the Pharisee in this story prays with self-satisfaction and pride. Together, the two parables offer a full picture of what true prayer and faith look like, and what they don't.
Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
This short but striking parable is a mirror for the soul. Jesus gives us two men. Both enter the temple to pray. One leaves right with God, the other, surprisingly, does not. From the outside, the Pharisee seems like the better man. He's religious, moral, disciplined. The tax collector, on the other hand, is a known collaborator with Rome, complicit in economic injustice and social betrayal. But when the curtain is drawn back, Jesus declares that the one society condemned is the one God accepted. This parable confronts us with a central truth of the gospel. God is not impressed by religious performance, but moved by contrite hearts. Jesus told this story not to the crowds at large, but to a specific group. Those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and treated others with contempt. These were people who measured holiness by comparison and found worth by climbing over others. Jesus dismantles their illusion with one simple scene. The Pharisee's prayer reveals the inner logic of legalistic religion. He starts with, God, I thank you, which sounds promising. But the next words expose a heart focused on self and disdain for others. I thank you that I am not like other men. He doesn't ask for anything because he believes he needs nothing. He boasts of his spiritual resume, fasting twice a week, more than required, tithing meticulously. He even throws in a swipe at the tax collector standing nearby. This is not humility before God. It's a sanctified performance. What's missing? Repentance, dependence, intimacy. The Pharisee isn't praying to God so much as he's praying at him, using God as a prop to elevate himself. He sees sin as something others do, and righteousness as something he's achieved. This is the blindness of pride, to be so full of your own moral record that you have no room left for grace. The tax collector stands far off. He doesn't even lift his eyes. He beats his chest, an ancient gesture of grief and shame. And he prays just one line, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's no self-defense, no list of compensating good deeds, just raw confession and a plea for mercy. The Greek word used here for be merciful, hilastheti, is rare and profound. It evokes atonement, not just pity. The man is not asking for God to overlook his sin, but to cover it, to remove it. He knows he cannot fix himself. He casts himself entirely on God's mercy. And here's the twist. This man, Jesus says, went home justified. Justified. Declared right with God, accepted, clean. Not because he earned it, but because he asked for it. Jesus concludes with a moral that turns religious logic upside down. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is a central theme of Jesus's teaching, the great reversal. The last will be first. The meek will inherit the earth. The broken are blessed. And now, the sinful man who begged for mercy is elevated above the religious man who trusted in his own righteousness. This would have stunned Jesus' audience. The Pharisee was a model of public virtue, the tax collector, a symbol of moral decay. But Jesus insists, the dividing line between the righteous and the unrighteous is not what people see. It's what God sees, and God looks at the heart. Let's get deep. Jesus sees beyond appearances. Throughout his ministry, Jesus consistently saw people differently than the religious elite did. He dined with sinners, touched lepers, honored widows, welcomed children, and elevated outsiders. In this parable, he unmasks the illusion of external religion and shines a light on what God values most: a humble, repentant heart. Jesus reminds us that what impresses others may not impress heaven. This is critical for understanding Jesus's ministry. He was not content with surface obedience. He sought transformation from the inside out. He praised those who mourned their sin and challenged those who paraded their piety. Jesus reveals the heart of the Father. By declaring the tax collector justified, Jesus paints a portrait of God as a merciful Father. The God Jesus reveals is not cold, distant, or hard to please. He is ready to forgive. He exalts the lowly. He responds to the faintest cry for mercy. This parable echoes the spirit of the father in the prodigal son's story, who runs to embrace the repentant son. Jesus is saying, this is what God is like. The Pharisees had painted God as a harsh judge. Jesus reveals him as a gracious redeemer. Jesus unveils the nature of true justification. Justification is not the result of religious effort. It is the result of faith in God's mercy. This parable prefigures Paul's doctrine of justification by faith alone. The tax collector brings nothing but need and leaves declared righteous. The Pharisee brings everything but repentance and leaves unchanged. Jesus is laying the groundwork for the gospel. We are not saved by merit, but by grace. The kingdom of God is not a meritocracy. It's a mercyocracy. Jesus calls out dangerous religion. Jesus doesn't merely celebrate the tax collector. He warns against the Pharisees' attitude. This is important. He's not critiquing the disciplines themselves, fasting, tithing, prayer. He's critiquing the spirit of pride that turns those disciplines into badges of superiority. Jesus consistently called out the hypocrisy of religious leaders who used their position to elevate themselves and belittle others. This parable is a sharp rebuke of any form of religion that breeds comparison, pride, or contempt. Who do you identify with in this story? Do you ever look at someone else and think, at least I'm not like them? Be honest. We all have hidden Pharisees within us. But we also carry wounds like the tax collector. Moments when all we could do was cry for mercy. What does your prayer life sound like? Are your prayers filled with comparison or confession? Boasting or brokenness? Do you talk to God or at Him? Do you bring your heart or just your resume? Where are you trusting in yourself instead of Christ? The Pharisee's downfall was not bad behavior, but self-trust. Are you resting in your spiritual performance or clinging to Jesus' grace? Do you extend grace to others the way you've received it? If God has justified you by grace, how does that affect how you see others, especially those society looks down on? The temple may look different today, but the choice remains. Will you pray like the Pharisee, standing tall in your own strength, or like the tax collector, kneeling in grace? Only one of them left justified. We do not have to earn God's love. We just have to come to Him honestly, humbly, and open-hearted. When we do, He will not turn us away. Jesus still hears the cry, "Be merciful to me, a sinner," and He still answers it with grace. Father, we come before You not boasting, but broken. We are the tax collector, sinful, weary, and in need of mercy. Thank You that through Jesus we can be justified. Thank You that You do not require perfection, but contrition. Forgive us when we become Pharisees, when we look down on others, when we measure ourselves by comparison, when we trust in our own goodness. Cleanse us from pride. Create in us humble hearts that cry out for mercy. Let this parable shape our lives. Make us people who live and lead from grace, not judgment. Teach us to love mercy, to walk humbly, and to remember that everything we have comes from You. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,